Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them. Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
And we are back. Stone Payton, Katie Galley here, broadcasting live from the ATDC Startup Showcase. What a fun and fast-paced day this has been so far, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Hey, this is going to be no exception. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast Managing Director in Technology Banking with Square One Bank, Mr. Ned Hill. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. This is a lot of fun today.
Yeah. So what do you do with Square One Bank?
So I run the Atlanta market for the bank. We are a bank that focuses solely on startup and growth stage technology and life science companies. So we're very focused on the types of companies that are here today. And we do traditional banking services as well as venture debt. And I run the office here looking for the best and brightest technology companies to work with.
Why do you focus in on that particular niche?
Yeah, I think the bank itself was started to do just that because there was a gap in the market. There wasn't enough venture banking for technology startups, particularly in the Southeast. And the bank was started about a dozen years ago in North Carolina, and we now have offices all around the country in all of the tech ecosystems. And, you know, as a bank, it's very entrepreneurial and enjoy working with the other entrepreneurs.
Do you know how that was recognized? I guess that lack in the market, looking for a bank to serve that particular group of people. Do you know how that was recognized?
Yeah, I mean, it was. If you look at the technology ecosystems, you know, in the Southeast and throughout the country, there are a lot of them that are not Silicon Valley and are not New York City and Boston. And because they're not as high profile, they just didn't have enough activity. I mean, you'll hear the same thing in terms of the equity side, venture equity.
Yeah.
So there were markets that just weren't served as well. And I think therein lies opportunity. So the bank was started to take advantage of that and provide that type of services to entrepreneurs. And obviously now we're around the country doing the same thing.
So how did you learn about the ATDC and how did you initially get involved?
So I've known about the ATDC for many years. When I started my career in entrepreneurism in North Carolina, I learned about it at that point back in the 90s. Moved to Atlanta in the mid-90s. And being in and around the technology field, it's just, you know, it's been one of the cornerstones in this market. Most recently as a bank, we've been very active participants in the ecosystem, helping develop entrepreneurs, help provide the capital base that's necessary for companies to grow. ATTC is a great institution to be a part of in order to really help make that happen.
So you mentioned that you were a former entrepreneur. So can you talk about your journey through that a little bit?
Yeah, so I was more of an early employee at a startup.
Okay.
It was a great ride. It was a venture-funded company in North Carolina in the Research Triangle Park. So we were funded back in the late 80s, early 90s, ultimately went public on the NASDAQ. So it was a great run. And the nice thing about being an entrepreneur, and that's why I love working with entrepreneurs, is, you know, you're all in.
Yeah.
yeah. You're all in. And, as they say, when you're in the trenches together, the camaraderie is fantastic. You have the highs, you have the lows. And you build some great relationships and have some great times. So that's what I see. This ecosystem is unbelievable in terms of the momentum and the inertia that we're seeing. This is evidence of that. Doing a Tech Square Innovation Week is a brilliant idea to really pull a lot of the pieces together and get a lot of the people together. And I think as a market, we have a critical mass here that is really impressive to see. So I think the market itself is now building on its own momentum. So I'm excited for now, and I'm excited for the next 5-10 years.
Yeah. So having that experience from where you came from working in a startup, is that why it was so important for you to get involved with Square One Bank?
Yeah, so, you know, not going too deep into the career progression, somewhere along the way, I actually got into venture capital. So, so I have been in the technology finance world now, sneaking up on 20 years.
Wow.
Initially in venture capital. And so the taking the technology background, the operating background that I had, along with some business skills and experience, and applying it in that way, it was a really neat way to get broad exposure to a wide swath of entrepreneurs and technologies rather than focus in on just one at a time.
Yeah.
Moving to Atlanta, it was kind of a good fix in that Atlanta, the Square One, needed somebody to open up an office here. I had a big technology finance background on the venture side, and so it was a great opportunity to join forces and really be able to focus in on the ecosystem. And I tell people that that was really one of the reasons that I'm doing what I do, is allowing me to focus in on Georgia, Atlanta in particular, because I just think that there's so much opportunity.
Yeah. So in that same vein of being able to help entrepreneurs and, you know, get them the funding that they need, how does Square One Bank in particular help ATDC with that?
Yeah. So because we have the ability to work with startups, we understand the culture. It's frankly our culture as well. And then because we, you know, our business, we've been focusing on that for such a long time, people at the bank know what startups need. And so, you know, a lot of the ATDC companies are too early for taking on debt, and, you know, and I wouldn't recommend it, but we can still provide them the types of banking services, the personalized flexibility to get them kind of up and running, and also help them with their connections into the funding world. We obviously have a lot of experience with various investors, and that allows us to you know, build a bridge as companies evolve and are ready for that next step in attracting capital. So I spend a lot of time actually coaching and mentoring, and you know, hopefully that ends up being helpful. And you know, along the way, it's kind of fun watching the companies grow up and become, you know, much more significant players.
Yeah. So is there a particular experience that kind of stands out to you of a company that you helped, or a person, a startup that you helped, just in your path with Square One?
Boy, that's tough, because there are a bunch of good companies, good entrepreneurs. you know, let me think for a moment.
And you don't have to name the company. You could just tell us.
Okay, there you go.
Tell us what it rhymes with.
Sure. Yeah, so there we go. I'll play that game. Yeah, so it's actually interesting. So when I first moved back to Atlanta from Texas a few years ago, prior to joining Square One, I was still actively investing, and I found a company here that was really, really early. Like, revenue had just started, but the idea behind it was a marketing technology company. It was really exciting. Kind of a neat, something I hadn't heard before.
Yeah.
Continued to develop. I provided a little bit of insight and coaching, particularly around fundraising. I mean, the reality is that a lot of early entrepreneurs don't truly understand the fundraising process. And having been a VC at that point for 15 years, I understood it pretty well. And ultimately, they were able to put together a nice, interesting round. And then later on, after I joined the bank, I ended up working with them from a banking relationship and providing some venture debt along with it. And if, you know, you flash forward, now they've raised tens of millions of dollars, growing tremendously, employ a bunch of people, and you sort of say, oh yeah, I knew them when. I knew them when it was like essentially just a handful of people with an entrepreneur with an idea. And that's pretty fun.
Yeah, I bet. So if someone wanted to learn more about Square One Bank or get involved or just learn more about what you do, where would they do that?
So you can obviously go to squareonebank.com, and the one is the numeral, not spelled out. There's plenty of good information on there about us. I'm also, my office is in the Tech Square area, and so, I'm often around the ATTC. I do monthly mentoring there now as well. So, and I'm also a community sponsor and mentor at the Atlanta Tech Village, so I'm there as well. So one of those two places is often a great place to track me down.
All right. Ned Hill with Square One Bank. These halls and over there at Tech Village, too, just teeming with organizations, people that you can be serving.
Absolutely.
This is your crowd, right?
This is a great crowd.
Yeah.
And you see the ideas that it's almost overwhelming. If you think about how much is going on, there's a lot of companies. I got to get busy.
Well, you must find the work incredibly rewarding. I mean, I can see it. I can hear it in your voice. You really enjoy what you do, don't you?
Yeah, you can tell. I mean, yeah. So I'm excited about both the entrepreneurs and what they're developing. And look, I'll sound like an Atlanta Metro Chamber cheerleader. I love what's going on in this ecosystem. I mean, we have a huge opportunity. And so, you know, I'm very involved in Venture Atlanta. So I'm actually chairing the selection committee for Venture Atlanta this year, which is another great way to get involved in what's going on in the development of the ecosystem here. So yeah, there's good stuff, and I'm excited for it.
Well, thank you so much for coming and visiting with us, and thank you for what you're doing for all these folks and how you are serving the ecosystem.
Yeah, well, I appreciate the time.
All right, we'll be back in a few from ADDC Showcase in a few.
This interview has been brought to you by Business Radio X and PPRO. PPRO takes the complexity out of payments. For more information, go to ppro.com.